Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly. I am the outside guy.
Chuck Brightside, the inside guy. Glad to know you haven't changed your name, that the same guy that you were.
Wake up.
I'm trying.
Wake up, Chuck.
Caffeine.
Enthusiasm.
Sorry.
All right. You're going to be heavy, but I'll carry the show today.
I ain't heavy. Cool. We're going to have fun.
We're going to have a good day.
We're going to hear from a guy we really like at 10:30.
We're going to hear from a company, and you've heard about them too, at 10:30, that came on the show because of 100% honesty, because of his honesty and the way he treated one of his potential customers, didn't wind up being a customer. That's why we originally heard about this company. We're going to talk more about it as it comes up, but we got a great interview happening at 10:30.
Exactly. Going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We want to make sure also you know that the phone lines are going to be open throughout 99% of the show here for you at 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. And got to say, people aren't getting the message that Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions has a free water inspection. Free. I mean, it's a legitimate free. We know Jared. It's free. Why wouldn't you get your water tested when the cities aren't even testing for PFAS and other things that can possibly harm you or your baby or your spouse, you know, your loved ones, your mom and dad? Why wouldn't you get your water tested?
You know what? We heard this from someone years ago, medical professional, that told you and I, you are what you absorb. So as soon as you take a shower, as soon as you drink something, you're absorbing that. And especially if you have babies at home, get your water tested for free. At least you'll know what it is. And most likely you're okay.
Yeah.
Jared, first thing he told me when I met him is Detroit City water is some of the best water in the country, probably the world. And a lot of those people don't need his services. But
a free test.
A free test.
Why wouldn't you? And it changes over time. The pipes change.
Right.
I mean, lead, arsenic, PFAS. You know, I just read a thing on SPF sunscreen, which I've never believed in. I believe in avoiding too much sun.
Right.
You put that stuff on, they find out there's a product that's been used forever in it that your body's soaking it up, and it's appearing in tissue, breast tissue. It's like the PFAS. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, you are what you absorb. So be aware of that. Get your water tested. No.
Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
I got mine tested. A good friend of mine runs a lab, as you know, in Traverse City.
Right.
He tested it for me a couple times, and we've been good. But you never know.
So like they don't blame that I twitch it on your water?
It's other things.
Probably me. Hey, I want to take a second real quick to say thank you to some of our listeners. If you follow our Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, it's a lot like our show. Chuck and I like to bring education and humor. Same thing on our Facebook page. We like to educate you. We love to show our spotlight our team partners. When they have a good post, Diamond Coat Building Products had one this week, just the other day, of a beautiful cottage they had done in one of their siding colors, and it was very, it wasn't a solid color. It was a blended color. It's on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page.
Okay.
And a lot of people commented on that because we're helping educate people about Diamond Coat Building Products. That being said, we get a lot of listeners who love our humor on the page. And we have a gentleman, John Brown, Laura, a lot of people will send us pictures to put on our face. Mark Mercier from Rhino Shield is always sending me pictures he sees on Facebook to use on our Facebook page, humorous pictures. So I just want to take a second to thank everyone that does that for us. We really appreciate it because...
And you do some great stuff on there. You really do. We've got some very loyal people.
We do. It's fun. I was telling my wife yesterday, one of the neatest things I do is I just post a picture. All right, like I showed you a picture this morning. And it's obvious when you look at it, even if you're not in building, you look at it and go, okay, something's wrong here. And people comment on that so much. But it's funny because a lot of people will comment with their advice or what they think is wrong. It's really cool. We have no one meet.
I love looking at those pictures.
Yeah.
I truly do.
Anytime anyone puts a negative comment, which is very rare on the Inside Outside Guys, I hide it. There's a button you can press that says hide. I don't want any negativity on our Facebook page whatsoever.
If we can't maintain positivity, there's no point in doing the show. I do want to mention, speaking of positivity, a good friend of ours, Dave and Blair and Joe and the guys.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk electric. Sorry.
At Barrier Free Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Volunteer a lot of time to that Barrier Sports show that's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They need volunteers, and that'd be a great cause, but it's also a great venue to volunteer at.
My sister's going to volunteer at that.
Is she?
She is.
I mean, it is beautiful. It's world class. It's one of the better cash prize opportunities for sport fishermen.
Right.
If you're going to fish for money.
Yep.
And trophies.
Yep.
But they need volunteers, so contact Barrier Free Plus, or they've got a website, which is really long, but if you go to BayAreaSportsShow.com, that should get you.
BayAreaSportsShow.com.
Yep.
This is this Bay Area fishing event. All goes to charity. If you don't know much about Barrier Free Plus, if you haven't listened when we've talked about this company in the past, they love helping people with special needs. So, and this is what they do for a living. They go into people's houses and they help them be more comfortable in their home with their whatever their special needs are. But they love it so much, and they love fishing, that they combine the two, and they have a special needs pontoon boat that they take.
Oh, cool.
Not just their clients, but anybody that wants to go fishing that hasn't experienced it. And they do it for free, for fun, out of the goodness of their heart. Just like Victor's. You know, you were talking earlier that they don't have to give those roofs away.
If he did one a year, that'd be huge.
Barrier Free Plus does not have to do this. But as listeners, we want to make sure you hear this, because these are the kind of companies that you want to deal with.
Well, that money, too, goes into developing a playground and a play area for disadvantaged people.
And so, if you're going to hire a company, cool, why wouldn't you hire a company that gives back, pay it forward? You know, the Veterans Roof Giveaway, right?
I agree with you. I was just thinking of Kearns Brothers. What a fantastic group of people. What a great history. What a great product. What a great warranty. Why wouldn't you think Kearns if you're thinking a new roof? 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. But as usual, we've got so many things to talk about that I guess we'll never run out of it. Neat thing about having a housing show, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Boy, it's been a strange weather month so far. We've had highs and we've had lows. Had some great sleeping weather.
Like your emotional state.
Exactly. Especially when I'm with you.
Gotta do another show.
that we absolutely love. But we got some warm weather coming up. And here's the only thing I want to remind people, especially when you're out there on the jobs or you have people working on your jobs, have water for them. Stay hydrated. You know, Chuck, you and I talk about the older we get, the more water we have to drink. I become dehydrated, and I can tell, so much easier now than I used to.
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot more. I find that if I take my coffee
cup. I mean water, Chuck.
Oh, water. If I do that and refill it with water,
yeah,
it'll be empty before I know it.
Yeah.
I'm not even aware that I'm sipping constantly. And they say if you put a straw in it, you'll drink even more.
Oh, that's.
And I've been drinking a ton of it.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I mean, you said I looked better when you walked in today.
Did I?
You didn't say better than what.
I lied. But it is so important. And if you have crews working on your home outside, take them some water. Make sure they stay hydrated. It is just that time of year. And we're going to have some very warm weather coming up as well. So what are you doing for the 4th, my friend?
I am, after the show tomorrow, I'm going to head up north.
Okay.
And we're going to do nothing. Get wet.
You're going to watch fireworks. Are you going to light?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to light any off?
No.
Your wife won't let you anymore, will she?
No. We almost killed Mom one year. We almost started a fire one year.
Was that when I was there? I remember I was there with you, and one went off the wrong way.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah, luckily it went towards the lake, though. It went towards the lake. We're laughing.
Thank God we can laugh, right?
Well, it was just you and I and our family, so no one's really going to tell on us. But you had – tell a story about your cousin Chuck, and I know those were professional fireworks, but tell us the tragedy.
They were, but they were amateur volunteers. My cousin Dan owned a business in Mount Pleasant for years, and his wife is from Harrisville, up on the water, and they would go up, and he and a group of guys would volunteer to do the city fireworks every year, and they did them off a barge just off the harbor. And 1 year, we found out the next day that he had lit one of the 6 or 8 inch ones, and it had gone off immediately. They weren't computer ignited like they are today. And literally blew his leg off, and he bled out before they could even get him to a, you know, anywhere near an ambulance. So you and I are big believers in exercising real caution.
It's funny. Yesterday, I actually was doing a little job for a listener of ours who is a emergency room physician at Genesis. And jokingly, I said, "How's business?" And he says, "Getting busier." And that's one of the things he said. So many people come in with firework injuries this time of the year. And nobody starts lighting fireworks with a thought that something's going to go wrong. No. Everyone thinks that they're great, smart. You and I have both made mistakes lighting fireworks in the past.
I could do the next half hour of dumb stuff I've done.
I could tell a story years ago sitting around the fire with a bunch of adult men. We were all in our early 40s.
Were near puberty and maturity.
Just past.
Maturation.
maturity thing is still questionable out there.
Sure, it is.
When the homeowner was laying fireworks, and when he was done, he made the mistake of throwing them into the fire. Yeah. And everyone was sitting around the fire.
Unused bullets?
A Roman candle went off
and went
literally 1 foot from the side of one of our friend's face. And immediately, homeowner's like, "That was a stupid move. What's that? Why did I do that? Blah, blah, blah." And lesson learned right there. I know. These are the kind of, and I'm going to tell you something. That homeowner is an extremely smart, good, he's like you and I. Yeah, he doesn't make those mistakes, but he did.
Thinking stupid.
Yeah, but he did.
You know, we are so blessed with the beach. We can go out on the beach near the water's edge and just watch up and down the coast. We can ecstasy on a clear night 30 miles across to the tip of the thumb. We see so much, it's like, why bother anymore?
You're right. And there are so many firework displays that are phenomenal compared to what we could get here.
I think it'd be cool to be in a small plane
for an hour
and a half around the coastline because there are so many.
You're right. I got to tell you, I remember when they made the fireworks legal, I was really questioning. I know you could go to other states, whatever, but those are explosives. That they're making, that's gunpowder. I mean, people could turn that into stuff they shouldn't. And I was really surprised when they decided to do that.
I love it. They started lighting them off last week and when we were up north. And I love it. It's never bothered me. It's just, I kind of, you know, it's seasonal. It happens for a few weeks and then it disappears.
I agree. So here's a little advice. If you are lighting them off yourself, if you insist on doing this, always have a hose or a bucket of water close as you do it. When you're done with those fireworks, when they're complete, dip them in the bucket of water right away. Get them wet. Don't let, if there's families around, don't let them right around that area, especially the little ones. Keep them well away from the area.
That's great advice. We built launchers out of metal that we eventually buried in the sand. So literally, it could not go off anywhere but toward the water.
Right.
But that was after some stupid
accidents. Lessons learned.
Yeah, lessons learned, right. Oh, gosh.
Chuck, I'd say probably 3 or 4 years ago now, Terry Russell, I was driving down the road, and Terry Russell had given me a call and told me he just left the listener's house that had him out because she had some companies out to take a look at a crack in her basement wall. And it was right where the beam was at in the basement, which carries the load. And she had a couple companies come out that said that she needed $20,000-$30,000 worth of work. And you and I have said this, when all you have is a hammer, sometimes everything looks like a nail, and that's kind of the issue with those companies. Then she had Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360 out, and he took a look at her crack and said, "You don't have an issue here. I mean, it's a crack on the wall. It's concrete cracks." We've said that to people all the time. You don't have to be super alarmed when you get a crack in your basement floor or your basement wall. And he said to the lady, "You don't need my services right now. Call me when you do. Here's my card." And literally saved her thousands of dollars. And when Terry called me to tell me about that, my first thought was, that's the kind of company we wanted, the inside outside guys.
Exactly.
So when we get back from break, we're going to talk to Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360. It's a great company, and he's got some great specials. It hasn't rained a lot, so they're not real busy. He wants to get his crews busy, and he's got some great specials. And Chuck,
yeah, if you got rod holes, you got cracks, you're gonna have leaks.
If you had that musty smell in your basement, you know, so many homes out there have active mold growth in their home. They smell it. You know, so many people become nose blind to it after a while because they're just used to that smell.
It's like having kitty litter or something.
Exactly, exactly. So listen to the next segment. If you've had an issue in your basement, your foundation, and you haven't acted on it, the next segment with Joe Marth is going to be a great segment for you to listen to coming up in the next segment of the Inside Outside.
You know, a company like his is McFarland Painting. I almost wish he changed the name because it doesn't say enough, does it?
No, you're right.
I mean, he's got a carpentry crew now that can do more than just get siding ready for painting and other materials. They can come in and actually transform an eating space into a beautiful dining room or library and then paint it professionally.
Out of the probably 100 emails we get every week, we had one just last week, a lady in Livonia needed some minor painting done. I think she needed a small repair on a windowsill, a couple other minor things. And she asked what companies could do this work for her. Our response was one company right in your area that has a handyman division.
One call, one company.
One call, one company, and that company is a great company, McFarland Painting.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that for the balance of the show, after we talk to this next guest that we're really excited about, we're going to want to talk to you at 888-654-GUYS, 4897. If you have any foundation questions, I'm sure Joe would take them.
Online right now, we have Mr. Joe Marth, who, as my partner would call, the chief cook and bottle washer for Foundation Solutions 360. Before we came on the air, you heard me talk about how we found Joe, and as soon as we heard about Joe and Foundation Solutions, we knew they had to be part of the Inside Outside Guys, and Joe's with us now to talk about his great company. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
We are blessed, and in all honesty, all kidding aside, we're blessed to know you. We think a lot of you in terms of who you are and your character and the hard work it's taken to get to this point where you own this company and you're doing this for people. So thanks for that. We do appreciate it. We appreciate you spending part of Saturday with us.
Yeah. I mean, you guys got to work, so I guess I'm still working too.
Joe, you've been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys for a couple of years now. A lot of people have heard you, but some people tune in and out. Do us a quick favor. Tell people about some of your history, please, and the history of Foundation Solutions 360.
Yeah, so retired veteran of 23 years with the military service and also retired as a firefighter for 20 years. Foundation Solutions 360 has been around under Foundation Solutions 360 for the last 8 years. So I'm proud to say it's a veteran-owned company. We focus on basement waterproofing, crawl space repair, and structural repair, foundation repair.
And you don't have a one-size-fits-all solution, which is exemplified by the story Ken told before you came on. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point to point out. Is, you know, every one of my inspectors, when they go out and they quote a home, I'm always the ultimate say on how the structural repair goes, just because it's my name. You know, I take every job serious, and I like to look over everyone. And also, it's a learning point for some of the specters, some of the strengths and weaknesses of every single person.
I like that.
That is awesome. Joe, you have one thing that really impressed us about Press Chuck and I when we came to visit you is you're innovative. If you can't find something that you think will work right on someone's home, you engineer it yourself. Do you have a background on that? I mean, we've seen his inventions.
Cool stuff.
Really cool. What makes you do stuff like that?
I don't know. I've always been pretty decent, you know, working with my hands, seeing something, understanding, like, the structure. When something's pushing this way, it's going to push out the opposite way. Every action's got to equal opposite, so... And it's not all, I can't take all the credit. I have a team of great guys. So we throw ideas all together to come up with a good solution.
And like Chuck was mentioning, your solution is not one size fits all. You guys will, if you're able to excavate from the outside and repair a leak, you'll do that. If you have to go from the inside, you'll do that. If you need to repair a foundation, you can do that. The foundation repairs, I was saying before we went on the air, there are so many homes in Southeast Michigan, Michigan in general, that they're so used to the musty smell. They're so used to that smell when they go down in the basement, and they don't realize that it's bad air. Equally, there is many step cracks on the side of people's garages, or their side garage door isn't opening properly. And it's because of the foundation issues, and those foundation issues never get better. Tell people what you can do for them if they have their foundation issues, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? In Michigan, with the clay soil, it's a unique state, and it loves to destroy foundations, especially the cinder block foundations, you know? Because back in the day, codes changed over the years. So nobody used to fill up the cinder blocks or pour them with any rebar or even concrete, which leaves it hollow. And with, like I said, the soils in Michigan, you know, expanding, contracting, it really pushes on these foundations. You know, some of the things you can look for is just any kind of cracks, windows, doors that aren't opening properly. You know, sometimes if you have siding on the house, it's even harder to tell. So you kind of got to look a little bit further past that. So maybe you got to look at the drywall inside the home. Maybe the roof line, you know, where the ridge is, that's not really lining up really good. But if you have masonry, you know, foundation, if it's crawl space or basement, it's best to look at that because the siding can really hide things. If it's brick, it's not going to budge unless it starts cracking. So it's really easy to see those problems.
Joe, do you ever run into a situation where someone says, we've been at this house 35 years and not had any problems? Do houses develop problems after 35, 40 years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the water table moves, you know, the soils change, you know, we get wet seasons, dry seasons, everything changes constantly. And like everything, it gets old. When things get old, they get weaker. When they get weaker, they're more susceptible. So I understand people's concerns when they say that, but they're still not immune to the problems that can happen.
I've noticed this ground, this clay is shrinking and getting some giant cracks in the yeah. The clay. Are you going to see situations where the dirt has shrunk away from houses, and if we get a heavy rain, people are going to have leaks that never had leaks before?
Yeah, so that's two parts right there. You know, when it gets really dry, you know, our heavy foundation repair season is usually end of July, August, and kind of into September because it gets so dry. But when it's raining, it, you know, a lot of times we're getting bowing, you know. So when it gets really dry, I see foundations stink. When it gets really wet and, you know, it's not only leaking, then I start to see walls bow because that clay is swelling up. So it's like a yo-yo effect with the weather in homes in Michigan.
And let's make it clear, any foundation, I mean, we've seen cracks in walls, and we've seen literally walls caving in. Any of those issues, Foundation Solutions 360 can take care of anywhere from northern Ohio up to the tip of the thumb, correct?
That's correct, yeah, up to the Saginaw area, yeah. You know, I wanted to bring up a unique, I'm starting to see this more and more, if we got a minute. I wanted to go over, like, a lot sure. of garages. You see garages... Sure. Sometimes you'll see the grade of the ground going down. So what I'm trying to say is where the garage floor is, the dirt around the garage kind of goes down. So it's like 4 feet below the floor around the outside of the structure. You might see this more in rural areas than in the city areas. But what I'm finding is when you pour that garage floor, you have sand, you have backfill underneath there, and then you have a concrete floor, and then you park your car on it. And when that foundation wall is above the ground on the outside, I'm starting to see more step cracks, more wall movements for those. And those are really hard to fix because the only real fix is to excavate inside the garage and then put some bracing on those walls. Are you guys following me on what I'm talking
no,
about?
No. It's funny because I was actually at a job site this week. The guy had a Michigan basement, and just a little small section of the back corner was open that went under the garage. And sand... You know, Joe, you'll get this. Sand runs. Think anyone think of an hourglass? You get a hole in a joint in a brick or a block, or a joint in a block that has a funnel or a hole between it. That sand will just run like an hourglass, and you'll have nothing.
And you got a void under.
Yeah,
the
you
concrete.
Got a void exactly. We get it. Real quick, the phone number 586-315-6359. The website is foundationsolutions360.com, and if you're driving, you don't have to write it down. You go to the insideoutsideguys.com, click on Basement and Foundations, and then you'll see Foundation Solutions 360. And if you scroll down, You'll see a little video with Joe Marth right there explaining. You get to meet Joe right in the video, explaining a little bit about his company. Also, Joe, you have a special. If people go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com special offers page, you had a for lack of a better word, a coupon special on there for 10% off if anyone gives you a call.
Wow.
That's correct. Yep. That's, and even if they just mention you guys, we still honor that if they don't have it printed out or anything.
And I got to tell you, as far as your pricing goes, we've heard nothing but how reasonable you are when it comes to your pricing from our listeners. We love when people give us feedback.
And we don't even like to use the word reasonable in this economy.
Yeah, you're right.
It's such a relative term.
You're right. We don't. Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360, thank you so much for coming on with us today. And more than anything else, thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners.
Hey, guys, I got my daughter's been patient. She's been with me. She'd like to say a little message really quick, if you guys don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Go to Foundation Solutions 360 and get your home repaired.
There we go.
We love it. What's your daughter's name?
Awesome.
Have a great holiday. Oh, that's Caitlin.
Caitlin. Beautiful. Have a great holiday.
God bless you, Joel. Thank you.
So much. Bye.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Another great family company that we trust that does great, great work. You've heard about them a ton on the Inside Outside Guys. Atlas Home Improvement.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate you being with us. Appreciate Joe Marth taking time out of a Saturday to talk to us and to you. Want to remind you that he is a great, great solution. The article this week was about lawn care, and it was pretty timely, I think, with what people have been going through. They're either fighting weeds, or they're fighting drought, or they're fighting brown grass. All the above for you?
Yes, sir. You're saying that, and I put my head down because I've neglected my lawn this year. I really have.
You told me 2 weeks ago you were watering it, which I laughed at.
I never
water my
lawn. But I mowed it yesterday, and as I mowed it, I'm going, oh, gosh.
Today terrible. The neighbors go and go, this is an ozone action area. Ken, you shouldn't be mowing.
No, because they have beautiful grass. I mean, he takes great care. He's retired, okay? So he takes great care of his grass. And I've often said.
So that's your excuse?
It is. I've often said I have too many other things to care about but my grass. When I retire and I need stuff to do during the day, I will take better care of my grass. However, I'm in the middle of a lot of work, the deck.
Yeah, you are.
Work,
you really
else.
Are.
I get home late. The last thing I want to do is jump on the mower. But last night I got home in a reasonable time, got on the mower, mowed everything, weed whacked. And as I'm doing it, I
poured a little gin and tonic, went out on the rider.
That doesn't happen, pal.
I know it doesn't. That's why I said it.
I know you. Yeah, you threw me there. I got to go somewhere today. I got to get something today to spray my lawn and get rid of some of the weeds that are in there. I need to take a good rake to it. But I got to tell you, hard raking is hard, if that makes sense.
It's very
that
hard.
That wears me out so fast if I go in there with the intention of dethatching. Yeah.
That's hard
work. I can only do a 10-foot section at a time, and I got to rest for a half an hour.
Run a machine. You got a rider.
Yeah, that's true.
But all you got to do is pick up the mounds.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to really get that dead stuff out, any moss. Part of me is thinking about calling a company to do it just because I'm so darn busy. But
sure.
We've also talked about this. The problem I have that most people don't have is I'm on a hill.
You're lakefront.
Lakefront.
You're going to complain about
that? I'm wetland front. Well, everything I put on, okay, especially if it's granular, will run down.
Kent complains because the sounds of the waves keep him awake at night.
Oh, I love those sounds of the waves. It's got to be really windy outside to create waves on my wetland, though. I don't want it to run into the wetland. You know, I'm very concerned about what runs into the wetland. And because I'm on a hill, whether it's a wetland or not, it would all run down the hill. And then if there wasn't water, it'd be really green down there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. And you'd be contaminating the water.
Right.
In all honesty.
I don't want to do that.
Wasting the fertilizer.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't want to do that. So I think I need to get out there myself. I need to dethatch. I need to get rid of some of the moss. I need to work out a little bit more. But that's after I get my deck. For now, it's just going to be cut. So, and honestly, I'm not going to do anything else. I'll reseed. I'll do some more seeding. I'll get this all done by fall because that's the best time to do it. You and I have talked about
this. It is.
Fall
is the best time. It really is. We, you know, the things we talked about in that article were both mostly maintenance things along the lines of, you know, your calendar, you know, sharp blades, make sure the mower is doing what it's supposed to, you know, frequent cutting, nothing really involved, just spending a couple hours a week, you know, helping the grass grow. An interesting statistic we discovered while writing that was that 50 square feet of grass. Now, grass has taken a beating in the last several years from the environmentalists. Too much water. It's
illegal in Nevada. You can't have grass in Nevada.
It's gotten stupid. But
thank you.
So we wrote this article kind of contrary to that. 50 square feet of grass, which is the size of a small three-fixture bathroom, right. 5 by 10, right? Will supply enough oxygen for a family of four for a year. 50 square feet.
Sure.
So what I want is compensation for all the oxygen I'm creating with my lawn and trees for all these other people.
Good luck with that.
I want money.
Good luck with that.
I want recompense.
Recompense. Good luck. You know, that's a great point. I was actually reading a story recently about Nevada. And Nevada is basically you are not allowed to put in grass. If you had grass.
Unless you're a casino.
Right. Thank you. On the roof. if you had grass, you had a certain amount of time where you had to get rid of the grass and put in a stone or a desert stone, something like that. But here's what you have to do now, Chuck, because you just throw stone on top, erosion's going to take so much of that stuff away. You have to put plastic down first.
Yeah.
And there's a cost to that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's expensive.
And what are you taking away? You're taking away that oxygen.
You are.
And in our article yesterday, one of the first things it says, if I'm in the desert and I'm from Michigan and I've got a 10 by 10 patch of grass, that's where I'm going out, taking my shoes off, and that's where I'm going to sit because I love the feeling of grass on my bare feet. I always have.
You know, I do too. Some people hate it. It's funny. We were talking to Mark Kramer from Kearns.
That's funny.
And Mark loves it. And he's an outdoor guy. Remember him saying 15 minutes of that is like therapy?
Yep.
Because of the nerve endings in your feet?
Yeah.
And I believe it.
Me too. Me too.
I'm a big believer in that, and I love getting out in that grass and walking barefoot, which some people are going, ew. But I love it.
Oh, me too. Last night, it was funny. I was weed whacking last night.
Not barefoot, I hope.
No, of course not. I had protective slacks on. I had eye protection, hearing protection, all that.
Just nothing on your foot.
Do what I say now.
Feet.
What I do. but I was weed whacking last night and it started to rain. I just kept weed whacking. There's no thunder. And it started to downpour. And I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it in the rain.
You know, I shared a line with my kids years ago and it comes back to me every once in a while. Learn to dance in the rain rather than run from the storm.
Right. Yeah,
and I love it. That rain, the air smells good. It feels good. It's funny because people go, "Why do you stay out there?" I go, "It's water. People drive to the lake to get wet. This is God's water. I mean, why wouldn't you once in a while just let yourself get soaked?"
You say that. I remember years ago, the day I bought my cottage up north, the day we moved in, I was about to take off from my place down here, and I was on my motorcycle. And I needed your help for something.
Memory is a pain in my backside.
You ran over to my house to help my bride out with something over there. And I told you I'm heading up. And you went, "It's only water, Ken. Don't worry about the rain. It's only water."
Oh.
And I was riding my bike. That was great advice. I mean, seriously. I rode my bike, didn't think twice about it. I got wet and just rode. And
I was waiting for something more dire than that. But it is. And we want people to enjoy it, notwithstanding lightning.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I think what you said is hold my hand up in the air as I drive with metal in my hand or something like that.
A two-iron.
Two-iron. There you go.
Because even God can't hit a two-iron.
Hey, we have another hour of the show behind this next break. We want to take your phone calls, any of your housing questions, whether you're building a new house or you just need some advice. And that goes anytime, 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, 888-654-GUYS. Which equals 888-654-4897. We get back and break. We're going to try to take the whole hour answering your questions from the inside outside.
And, you know, on the cusp of all this panic this week about bad air and it's going to kill you and it's going to get in your lungs and contaminate you and all this stuff. We've got people.
Yeah.
If that's a concern of yours, we've been telling you about great companies for years that can take care of clean air in your house. If you're the one that shut the windows and shut the doors this week and just stayed inside, you should have been doing it after you talked to a company that we've got that can give you clean air.
It is quite amazing, though. Were you sitting out in your kitchen this year and and looking at the haze out there.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And we've had quite a few emails as well of people asking about this because they're noticing it inside their homes.
Well, you can clean it. If you run your furnace system, if you have a good system with good filters and good equipment.
Did you have a fire when you were up north last weekend?
No, we didn't.
Because of what's going on, right?
Well, yeah, I was deferential to, you know, the greater good.
Hey, we're also, I want to remind people, we're supposed to be in the high 80s this week. It's going to be a warm week. If you have not gotten your air conditioner checked out, your furnace checked out, you may want to do it soon for everything Chuck and I were just talking about a second ago. And the company we're going to ask you to call to get that checked out is CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you during the next hour, whether it's a comment on what we've already done or a question about what you should be doing. I want to suggest anyone that hates grass, doesn't believe we should waste water, time, effort, energy,
can't waste water.
Xeriscape. We wrote an article, I think, a year and a half ago on xeriscaping. And all that means is you put down in your yard, like you said, stone, sand, rocks, and native plants that don't require any additional water. Cactus.
And then all you have to do is weed every once in a while. Pull the weeds out as they come.
Well, the most proliferate native plant we have is weeds. Let's be honest.
All right. 888-654, guys, which equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions. Let's talk to a very patient Pam from Troy. Good morning, Pam. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning.
How can we help you today,
Pam? Okay. I'm having, well, I've had it for a little while, a leveling problem where my porch, one of the slabs is, you know, leaning in towards the house.
Yes.
And so that needs to be fixed because I don't know. If you got water, it's covered porch, but if the water came in, if that where it would go. And then in my backyard, the sidewalk that we put in many years ago is slanting now towards the house. So I need somebody to trust that could fix that.
Well, you know, it's funny you call because I was actually working with Brett Butler and A1 Concrete Leveling in Troy, Michigan this week.
You're kidding.
Do I kid? Do
oh,
I
wow.
kid about business?
Well, you lie. He doesn't kid.
Only to
well.
You, Chuck. Only to you. I tell you, you're pretty.
Good point.
So A1 Concrete Leveling is a company I've known for years. They had a little emergency job. They needed my help. I ran out there and helped them with some masonry work. But
well, you
honest,
could have been here.
Yeah, honest, ethical. You'll see Brett. Brett will be the one to come out and take a look at your job. Can't beat him. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay, 800-538-3514 gets you A1 Concrete Leveling and Foundation Repair.
Okay, and ask for Brett?
Or? Well, Brett will come out. Brett is the sales exec for your area, and he'll be the one coming out.
And he's a great guy. You can trust. If he tells you something, you can trust him.
You know, we just had an event with a bunch of contractors a few months ago. And the person I knew the longest at that event was Brett Butler from A1 Concrete Leveling. And here's why. Because when I used to do concrete, he was a concrete leveler. Most people would think that would be competition, and we weren't. We were great friends. We referred a lot of work back and forth to each other, and we always made sure we took care of each other's customers. So great company. You can't go wrong by calling them, Pam.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate your call. Thank you.
888-654-4897. Let's stick in Troy and talk to Donna, who has a question about her air conditioner. Good morning, Donna. You're on with the guys.
Hi. I misspoke to your screener there. I told him it was furnace and air conditioning related, but it's furnace and whole house generator related. Anyway, okay. I have baseboard water, hot water heat, and I guess the furnace is a boiler.
Yes,
and this past fall, I had a whole house generator installed. Well, after that was all done and we had to use a furnace, at night, the furnace makes a loud squeal like a semi is putting on their brakes. And then I hear a whoosh, and that's it. And the generator's not running or anything, but the furnace is doing that. So I called out the people that installed the generator. They checked it all out and said they couldn't find out what was wrong. They didn't know if it was anything having to do with the generator, but they were at a loss as to tell me what's wrong. I called the furnace company, and they don't know what's wrong. So I want to know if this is dangerous to the house and to us living in it.
So why are you thinking, Donna, that the generator is tied to the issue? Has the generator been supplying power to the... Go ahead.
It didn't do it after or before the generator was installed.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the furnace was not on when it was installed. It was in the fall. So the furnace wasn't on then.
Okay. But you're having this when the furnace kicks on, when the blower motor kicks on.
I guess. True? When I go down the basement and wait for it to go, it doesn't happen.
Of course
but
not.
Usually it's late at night that I hear this loud squealing. It's like a truck putting on brakes. And then a whoosh. Yeah. And I don't know if the pilot light's going on or off. I can't figure it out myself.
Is it working properly? Are you staying comfortable in your home?
Yeah. Yeah, we get heat and everything else, but I don't understand what that noise is coming from or why.
Yeah, two things. The original screeching sound is oftentimes your blower is belt driven from an electric motor, and a lot of times you can have bearing issues or a belt issue that'll cause a screech, an occasional screech, and it's not predictable when that starts up. And then the whoosh sound oftentimes is associated with the ignition of the manifold where the gas comes in and then all of a sudden lights up. You know, it's kind of a like a whoomp. But a lot of times
well, I hear
will.
It in my bedroom, you know. I can
but
hear the whoosh from my bedroom.
Yeah, and depending on how severe you're hearing it, on one hand it's typical, on the other hand it shouldn't be occurring. We would get one of our experts out there to take a look at that system because it's the furnace, it's the motor, it's the igniter.
Yeah. Yeah. If you listen, when we come back, we'll shoot out the name of a CNC heating and air conditioning. Give them a call. We trust them. In the meantime, we want Tammy, Sylvia, and Chuck to hold out until we get back from break.
Yeah. And we want to remind you, you've got ants. I can guarantee you've got ants. You've got gnats coming up out of your faucets and garbage disposal. And we've got a solution that will get rid of that stuff forever.
It's bug season.
It
is. I tell you, you don't want them bugging you, whether it's in your lawn, outside, inside. We want you to call Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. 888-654-4897. The number to CNC, Heating and Air Conditioning.
For Donna.
Yes, is 586-439-3319, 3319. And, of course, it can be found at InsideOutsideGuys.com.
And, again, for people listening, everything can be found at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. And by the small chance you don't find it,
everything
you will find, ask the guys, and you ask us a question and say, what was the name of the company, CNC, what was the number, we'll send it back to you. Or if you scroll down on the Find Professionals page, you'll find CNC under a heating and cooling category.
And so, probably some kind of a discount offer for our listeners.
Guarantee it.
Go to that page, too. I'm telling you, I am always pleasantly surprised at what's there.
If you're going to the Inside Outside Guys to find a housing professional to help you out, shame on you if you don't just click on our special offers page as well, because, hey, better in your pocket.
Oh,
let's stick to the phones. Let's talk to Tammy from Saline. Good morning, Tammy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding a funky-smelling dishwasher.
Okay. Is that your question?
Mid-cycle, I don't know why it smelled. We've taken the filter out, we've taken the arm and then the plate off and cleaned it all out. I've used A-Fresh tablets. And, I'll open it up mid-cycle and it just smells like almost sulfur. It just is a nasty smell.
Well, is it a sulfur smell or is it a sewer smell?
Oh, maybe sewer.
Because
probably more like sewer, yeah.
you do have a little, is it a newer unit? Newer, like 5 years-ish?
I would say yes.
So you know you've got a little...
We've been in the house like 4 years.
You've got a little strainer basket in there that needs to be occasionally taken out and cleaned. Hopefully you know that. It'll catch food stuff, some solids.
We do it daily now. Once we discovered that, we do daily. And it was pretty gunky, the standing water underneath that plate.
Yep.
There was about an inch. But reading the manual, it says you should have some water in there.
Yes. Yeah, when they install those, they put a loop in the drain hose to maintain what effectively is a trap to keep sewer gas from coming in. If that gets sucked out somehow during the cycle, then you could possibly have a direct line to the sewer and sewer gas coming in there between infusions of water. You might also try the recipe that Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor, for years.
Yep.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Tang. Do you remember Tang, Tammy? Stuff we used to drink when we were kids?
Yeah.
Joe swears by Tang. And what we want you to do is we want you to empty your dishwasher. We want you to turn your faucet on. We want you to get that water nice and hot. And then run a cycle with the Tang. And start the cycle. Get it going. Then after about 3 minutes, throw the Tang, the whole thing of Tang, inside of that dishwasher. And Joe, the appliance doctor, been doing this for many, many years, if not decades, swears by it.
So you put the powder in, like empty a jug of powder in it?
Yep.
And if you Google it, you can find the directions on how to do it perfectly. Tang in the dishwasher.
So try that.
I will. Thanks. Okay.
See if that doesn't help you out.
I would. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank Dr. Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor, an old friend of ours. That old being in terms of long-term friendship, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Tammy from Rochester Hills dropped, but she needed her AC cleaned. And whenever we talk to people about cleaning your AC condenser outside, the main things we want you to do is make sure all the weeds are away from it and just hit it with a soft garden hose and maybe a paintbrush with the soft bristles on there just to get some stuff out of those condenser coils.
Yeah, the dogwood has really fouled a lot of those.
You're right.
So if you can, like you said, just spray with your finger with a garden hose. Get 99% of it off, a soft bristle brush, like you said. Pull the weeds, make sure the air can circulate freely around the unit.
Yep.
That's all you should need to do around an air conditioner condenser.
There you go. All right, let's stick to the phones and talk to Chuck from Rochester Hills. Good morning, Chuck. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, sir. My question is, we have a 5-year-old house, and my wife and I are going out of town for a couple of weeks. And one of our friends recently was out of town and had a pipe going to a faucet in an upstairs bathroom let go. And they actually ended up, the insurance company, spending more to repair the house than it cost to build the house 20 years ago. And I was wondering, should we turn the water off the main before we go?
Can't hurt.
I was going to say, can't hoit.
Can't hurt might help. Can't hoit might help.
No, there's no issues there. Once you turn it off, come back, turn it back on.
Yeah, you're going to have air in the lines when you do that, when you come back, so you get some spitting.
Just like when you lose power.
Yeah, so what we recommend when you turn it back on is you have everything off and turn an upper, the highest last faucet, if you're aware of which that is in the house, on.
Okay.
And try to exhaust all the air out of the system because you'll get that spitting. But... No, that's we tell people every year to do that when they leave the house for an extended period.
Especially during the wintertime.
Yeah, especially during the winter.
Yeah, that's what my wife said she'd have no trouble doing it during the winter, but she's afraid she's going to come back to a dead lawn. And I wondered if there was any way of turning it off to the house but not turning it off to the sprinklers.
Might be. Depends on how they plumbed the system when they put it in.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that.
I can take a look at that or have somebody take a look at it, yeah. Just one other thing. We had unfinished basements plus right during the height of the COVID
finished basement plus.
And I'm 86 years old, and I'll tell you, they were the nicest bunch of contractors, professional. Everything was done when they said it was going to be done. and we are 100% satisfied. Just want to tell you.
God bless you. Thanks for sharing that. I got to tell you, every time we sit with Joe Marth, we walk away and we're impressed.
You're talking Basements Plus, finished Basements Plus, right? They finished your basement?
Yes.
You know what? I saw Steve Iverson just last week. I was having lunch and I saw him.
Good people.
Him and his bride, they're such great people. They run such a great company over there. We've referred them quite a bit recently. And we're really happy. We really appreciate you telling us, sir, because they have.
No, we get a lot of compliments, and sometimes after the granddaughter leaves, it doesn't look as nice as it did when they left. But we really appreciate all your recommendations, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, very much. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Well, we'll be taking your phone calls. We get back from break. We'll talk to Max from West Bloomfield, 888-654-4897.
You know, last week, Nancy Yevich got a brand new roof and a new air conditioning system from a company that is just extremely generous, a good citizen, and, by the way, a good roofer. Victor's Home Solutions gave Nancy a new roof and new air conditioning system just because they felt she deserved it. So if you're looking for a new roof, we suggest you call Victor's Home Solutions. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate the follow-up from listeners that call or email us and tell us about the experience they had with someone we referred.
Yes, we do. You know, one of the things I say a lot when we email back one of our referrals is, you and I say this, more than half the people we refer out are not team partners of the Inside Outside Guys. Our main goal is to get good housing professionals in front of our listeners or the people that call us, whether they're a team partner or not. So we really appreciate anyone that goes to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and ask any question about any housing question whatsoever, if that makes sense. Let's talk to Max in West Bloomfield. Good morning, Max. You're on with the guys.
Okay, good morning, Mr. Angel. I have several questions. I'll start with perhaps the most significant. I'm an aging guy, want to age in place. The 1985 home that I just ranch home that I just recently bought has a gorgeous but regretful elevated bathtub off the floor. It's from the floor, I have to take a step up and then a step over to get into the bathtub. I'm interested in having someone give me, I have several ideas, but I need somebody to help put in railings, in my opinion. Okay, could be stairway railings, could be deck railings, it could be.
We get it, sir.
Okay.
So for the railings and the help with the bathtub, we want you to call a company called Barrier Free Plus, and this is what they specialize in. What you're asking for. You still there?
Please.
Okay.
Yes,
phone number.
I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Phone number is 586-598-2600.
Okay. May I ask another question?
Of course.
The same 1985 house, the gasket on the underside of this angular shower installation, it was original with the home. The gasket is falling off from the suite. Who do I call? Do I need a plumber or?
Are you talking on the door? Are you talking on the door? The gasket on the door. Okay. Barrier Free Plus. Talk to them as well. They can help you with that as well. Yep.
Okay. all right. Maybe one last question. I want to take all your time. About a year ago, when I moved to the house, I had a branded Chamberlain Drive installed on the garage door, and it's worked fine, two-door garage door. Whether it's the heat or there's been no other issue to impact it, it's sounding dry when I elevate and I lower the garage door. Do I lubricate the chain drive, or it's a belt, not a chain?
So you're hearing
spring. It sounds to me, I need to lubricate the spring above the door.
Could be the spring above the door. Could be the hinges on the door panels.
There you go.
With a spray silicone, it could be the there's a pulley wheel at the motor, and there's one just above the door, and if you spray the axle that pulley is attached to in both locations, so those two points, the hinges on the door panels, and of course the spring itself, you should eliminate that with a good spray silicone.
Nothing in the track. Do not put any silicone in the track. And when you spray the springs on top, you're going to want to open and shut your door a little bit after you spray them. Then go outside at the front of your door and see if any of that dripped on the front of your door as you're opening it and closing it. Make sure you wipe that off.
Yeah, it shouldn't take much.
No.
Yeah, most people overdo it, but you're right.
I appreciate the direction. How about a service person? Because of my mobility issue, I'm not climbing ladders anymore.
Well, again, talk to Barrier Free Plus. They can find and help you out with any of that kind of stuff, sir, okay?
Absolutely.
So we need to go to the next call. Let's talk to Danella from Canton. Good morning, Danella. You're on with the guys.
Yes, good afternoon.
How can we help you, ma'am?
My question is, I need help, and I'm in my high 80s, and I need to update my bathrooms. I'd like to find someone that can paint my cabinets, existing cabinets. I need two toilets changed, and I need my vanities replaced. I haven't had any luck in getting anyone to take care of this.
We're going to change your luck.
Have you gone to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and looked at any of our professionals there?
No, first contact, because I usually am not on the radio this time of day.
So I got you.
My first contact with you guys. I've been with Paul Douglas Smith.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you have a pen handy, ma'am?
Yes, I have a pencil, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, we're going to give you two numbers again. The first one is the same one we just gave out, Barrier Free Plus, and their phone number Barrier Free Plus.
Wait. How's that spelled?
B-A-R-R-I-E-R. Free.
Okay, and the phone number is?
586. 598-2600.
2600. Let me repeat that. 586-598-2600.
Yes, ma'am, that's it. And then we're going to give you MacFarlane Painting, who also has a handyman division. And their phone number, MacFarlane. M-A-C Farland. One word.
I got the beginning but not the last. Max Harland, H-A-R.
Mac Farland Painting.
Oh, Farland. Okay, I got it.
734.
734.
564.
564.
6664.
Okay, 734-564-6664. That's for yes. Max Starlin.
Yes, ma'am. That should take care of everything you need there.
Okay. And then I just said that I was referred by you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Always tell them the Inside Outside guy sent you.
And they handle all this kind of
yes, ma'am.
Meeting and so on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I'm glad you're here. We'll see what happens.
We are here for you 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Have a great day, Danella. All right, let's stick to the phones. Give us a call. We've got another segment after this. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to David in Westland. Good morning, David. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've had a problem. I've lived in this house for about 10 years, and I got ants coming back every year. They're not in the house, but next to the driveway, next to the sidewalks, in between the cracks. I've tried different granules. I've tried different sprays from the local hardware. I just need a product that'll nail them.
Well, I've had success with Ortho. But I will tell you that all of those require additional doses throughout the summer.
And not okay. just that. One of the things about ants, which you don't find in so many other species, is they all eat different things. some go okay. after sprites. Some go after wood. Some goes after other critters. So to try to find one poison that works for all the different ant species could be tough. One that I heard works really well, but it takes, like Chuck said, multiple treatments, is called Advion Ant.
Advion Ant.
Advion Ant. And if you just Google that, you can find it.
Do you know where I could purchase this?
Yeah, you got to go online. If you just go online and you Google that, you'll find that product.
Okay.
And you can get it from there, okay?
Sounds great. Hey, I highly appreciate it.
Listen, you may want to consider getting Rove Pest Control out for just to give you a price, because I think you would find it far less stressful if you had a professional take care of this for you. And they're very reasonable. We've had multiple listeners tell us that their prices are more than fair. So
just and what was the name of it?
Rove, Rove Pest Control, and we'll give the phone number out when we get back from break, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Linda from Troy, we'll talk to you when we get back from break.
I like that. I want to remind everybody, it hasn't rained a lot yet, but it's going to rain, and you heard us talk earlier. Once it starts raining, basements with cracks or rot holes will get water, and crawl spaces will grow weird things. One statewide solution is FSM, Foundation Systems of Michigan. Welcome back, everybody. Want to remind you, we will be here tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you don't get through today, we'd love to hear from you. And if you don't want to talk on the phone, InsideOutsideGuys.com.
I had mentioned I was going to give out Rove Pest Control's number when we got back from break. Oh, boy. You know what? And here it is. 248-671-6696. Rove Pestcontrol.com, 248-671-6696.
For ants.
For ants or any other creepy crawly you have. Let's, hey, we have a lot of people from Troy. Let's talk to Linda from Troy. Good morning, Linda. You're on with the guys.
Hi. So my question is, I'm looking at getting a new front entry door with storm and side light. So yes, ma'am. I was recently quoted a price from a company, and it just seemed so high, but they kept emphasizing that their doors are custom doors. So my question is, if you're going to a door company instead of like a big box store, aren't they all custom?
No. Can you let us know the price they charged you or they quoted you?
Okay, it was $16,770.
How big is the door, the entry set?
Roughly. Well, I don't know. Jeez.
Well,
I don't really.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't.
If it's not a standard size, your front door, if you went over there and measured it, would be 3 foot wide and about 6 foot, 8 inches high. And if it's not standard, that's going to cost more.
And those side lights could be 6 inches. They could be 12 inches. They could be more.
And what material is the door, the new door, going to be made out of? Do you know?
Yes, they said it's steel.
Well, that's not a custom material.
It's a Provia door. So when I looked that up, it's like it's a high-end entry door that they make. So yep. I guess right from the start, you know, it's a high-quality door.
It's a single door, correct?
Yes. Well, but it included the storm door.
And hopefully some good hardware, but I would suggest you maybe talk to someone like Jeff Weaver.
That's exactly
Clarkson
what I was
Window
to say.
And Door.
Jeff installed one for me. Actually, I bought it from Jeff and installed
and
it myself.
And you bought a beautiful door. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous door. And that was a couple years ago, but it was a lot less than what she was quoted. But Jeff Weaver at Clarkson Window and Door, and then we have another company that we'd refer to you as well. You have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we want you to call Clarkson Window and Door at 248-338-6781.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we want you to call, let's see, I'll look it up right here in front of me, J&E insulation.
Okay.
And their phone number, as soon as my stuff works here, is 248-473-6999.
Okay. And then let me tell you, they called. I received an email yesterday that said that they would come down on the price because I like the door so much, and they knocked like about $3,200 off and gave me a new price of like
$1,300.
So I just don't know.
I hate that. That's
here's a strategy of that. Start in the hemisphere, drop down to the atmosphere, settle somewhere in the clouds. No, I don't like that strategy at all whatsoever. I would give these two people a call. You're not going to get that. They'll give you one price one time.
And it'll be a complete tear-out replacement if that's what you're looking for. And they're both great companies with great warranty.
Well, I'm glad I called. I just didn't know if they were trying to, like, take me to the cleaners.
This call was worth a few thousand dollars to you. You mark our words and call us when the new door gets installed.
All right.
Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, okay, so the last caller of the day, let's talk to Raymond from Farmington Hills, is a great call with a great subject. Raymond, we see what you're going to talk about here. Why don't you fill our listeners in, please?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm a local handyman. I'm pretty popular in Farmington Hills. My question is, you know, I hear people say it's hard to find a good contractor, hard to find a handyman, or I can't get scheduled. And I have a lot of great clients, some awesome clients, but every now and then I get one who is just terrible. And when you don't go over and above and do extra, they want to blast you on social media. And this day that we live in with social media and other things where people can give you a bad review, how do you deal with that as people like yourselves who've been around for a while? Because I think the audience or the listeners think that because of you guys' knowledge, y'all never been through anything or never had a hiccup.
Oh, no. I had many hiccups. Oh. And we could do day-long shows of hiccups we had in our careers.
And people that threatened to sue you.
Oh, goodness, yes.
When there was no basis for it.
And what you're saying right now, I guess how I got out of the industry right when this was getting popular. You know, Chuck and I, we'll see people write bad reviews for someone who maybe didn't answer a phone call in time. And
we've seen bad reviews from people that never hired the company they're reviewing.
Yeah. So, in other words, they'll call you and say, I need you. And you'll say, I'm sorry, we don't do that kind of work. Or you're not interested. And they'll go on. They'll bash you on their internet. So, a few things. One is it starts right at the beginning by properly qualifying anybody you do work for. And it should be just as important to you to qualify them as it is to them to qualify you.
There's no one to say no.
Because if you're a handyman, you know you're busy. I mean, you are weeks out right now. You can pick your jobs. So that's one of the suggestions we'd give you to start. If they give you any red flags, here's one. You walk in the house and they say one of these two things. I had to sue the last guy, or I'm moving in a year. I don't want to spend a lot of money.
We're still in court.
I will find a reason not to do that job for that person. I'm sorry. I just don't think we're the right fit, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Also, we tell people all the time, that stuff's important, but it is not the deciding factor in who you hire because of all of the issues we're talking about. So Ken and I tend to diminish a lot of that digital social media stuff.
We do, right.
We do. And we tell people to go for a strong referral. If your neighbor used you and loved you to death and raved about you, that's far better than 27 digital reviews if I'm going to hire you.
So did someone leave a bad review?
A while ago, I did a whole kitchen job for somebody over and above, saved them about 10 grand. And when I wouldn't do the bathroom at a discount, they left me a bad review. And the job went over a couple of weeks because of add-ons, and they didn't understand that when you add on, it adds time. And I think they understood. They just wanted to find a reason to say something bad. But other than that, I got great customers. I mean, I literally, not the names, I got mayors, I got celebrities. I got, you know, presidents and CEOs of companies, and those are the ones I value. At this point, I'm actually thinking about setting up a system almost like an attorney, where if you want to just get on my books or be on my schedule, you have to pay a retainer. So I have customers who actually give me money at the beginning of the year, say, hey, this is just so that I know that you can come out. So those people, you know, they get first priority. So I have a priority system set up now that I'm establishing where I have VIP customers and, you know, they get priority.
Raymond, if you get time tomorrow morning, give us a call. We'd love to continue this conversation because I have some ideas of things you may be able to put in your contract that could at least help this not happen in the future. I know my partner does as well. We know a lot of people you're talking about in your area. We also want you to send us an email. Let us know more about your company because we need to be able to refer good people out there. So we appreciate your call, Raymond. Thank you very much. Hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Joe Marth, Foundation Solutions 360. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning right here at AM 760 WJR, 10 a.m. In the meantime, for any and all your housing needs, from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Brian, thank you, and all our listeners, thank you. We appreciate you so much. Till next time, bye-bye.